No.
Awesome. What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. Great to be here. And David and crew, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. And today we're going to talk a little bit about options. Now, just full disclosure, I trade everything. If it moves and it's liquid, I'll trade it. But of course, I also believe heavily in education and learning how to trade and learning the right steps that you need to take. Today we'll talk about options and learning to trade options with me. Bubba, that is my name. That was my trading badge. I was a floor trader. And too many people spend more money they don't have to buy things they don't want to impress people they don't like. And, you know, look, trading is about trying to find an edge, trying to put yourself in a position and trying to make money. Okay. You're not here for a party. You're here to make money and you're here to grind it out, because very much like games that you might play, poker, gin, bridge, or backgammon, those are mathematical games that if you are the better player, you will win over time. You will not win every time, but you will grind out and win over time, which is exactly why we want to teach you and make sure you understand the concept of trading, and in today's case, trading options. The disclaimer that I'm sure you've seen before, which is just past results are not indicative of the future performance. And the bottom line is I've been a professional trader for 44 years. I was a floor trader for 35 of those 44 years. And the only reason I'm not on the floor now, because there really is no trading floor, as the floor has evaporated. But I was one of the original market makers in the SPX. And the one thing I want you to know is that every single thing that I recommend, I am also in there with you. I do not believe in making recommendations unless I'm willing to make the trade. And you will very rarely ever hear me talk about trades that I didn't make, because I want to make sure that I can give you accurate information. And I do think that, you know, we all hear this fancy advertising. We read it. We get it every day. We get pounded by the promises of billions tomorrow. And I'm here to tell you that's all BS. It is not a fact. And the big fact you must always recognize and know is that trading creates drawdowns. Every day is not a holiday. Every day is not Christmas. We're not going to make money every single day. We have to understand that markets, our positions, our portfolio will go up and down. The objective is to be lower left to upper right and continue to progress higher and learn how to take advantage of the drawdowns that do occur, because there are certain mathematical equations that you can use. And if you know that your win rate, for example, is 66%, and you go into a small drawdown, it may be time to add to your positions. And these are things that we always want to recognize and understand. So we're understanding, not only are we understanding charts, okay, when we read a chart and how to understand the price action, but we also want to learn to read the same chart, which is our equity curve. That is no different than any other chart. It is built on action. And when you learn to understand that, you learn when you're at key points in a particular drawdown that you can take advantage and actually add to your position, because you're at the highest amount of probability to make money on the next trade. Now, of course, if you don't know what options are, and most people do, but if you don't, options are a derivative product, okay? Or a derivative on a derivative. And the beautiful thing about the options world is you can create millions of trades. Okay. There is no limit to what you can create and how you can trade the option market, because you get the opportunity to use more than one option to create. Like if you know what a call is, you can create a synthetic call by using two or three options. If you know what a put is, you can create two or three options and make a short of the stock. So you can create a lot of synthetic opportunities out of the option market. And again, that's kind of what we work on all the time, because every trade that we make, every trade that I recommend, is basically a neutral trade to start, but has benefit in which way it goes. And then, of course, we have certain spot plays that we will look and find in markets as they happen. So again, we can set up trades as we want. If the markets are in a downtrend, we can set up a trade for the short side of the market, but we do like to start out on a neutral bias, not trying to force the market to go in a direction, but to put ourselves in the best position of opportunity. And all derivatives are they're derived from another product. That is really what it comes down to. And of course, you heard Anna talk about futures, and we trade a lot of futures. There are also options on futures. And if you remember the movie The Big Short, there's derivatives on derivatives on derivatives. And of course, that's what you want to stay away from. You never want to put yourself into a position of unlimited risk. You never want to put yourself into a position where you could blow out your account. And that is one of the reasons that we never sell naked options. Okay. We don't get involved in the naked side of the business by itself, because of course you're opening yourself up to a lot of margin requirement, and B, a lot of risk that you don't really need. And I think that that is something that you want to make sure that you understand, is the risk that you are taking, because if you're putting yourself in a position of managing that risk, then you're going to be a heck of a lot happier and make sure that you don't blow your brains out when you're trading. Because too many people over the years, and there's a high failure rate in this business because we do not understand the risk that we're taking and what we need to do. So the whole model in any type trade you do, no matter who you look at, no matter who you want to trade with, remember, you have to have a plan. Your trading plan has to first involve why are you trading and what are your goals. And if your goals are to take $5,000 today and turn it into $100,000 tomorrow, you have no chance, okay? That's about a one in a million shot. And think about how many times you go broke trying to get there, and it may never happen. But your goals have to be realistic, reasonable, because what you really want to do is you want to make your goals achievable so that you can then celebrate, satisfy yourself, satisfy what you're doing, and look for the next opportunity, okay? It's about risk management, okay? Which is why our trades are set up a certain way, because we are always managing risk. The entire success of trading is managing your bankroll, managing your risk. If you've done any kind of gambling, if you've done any kind of poker playing, anything that you've been successful at making money, it comes to risk management. You need a strategy. Now, again, different markets will create different types of strategies. Okay. You need how to figure out how you're going to, what is going to make you enter a trade. Okay. How are you going to analyze that trade? And then, of course, manage the trade or exiting the trade. Now, I've developed and done things that I take a lot of the thinking out of the market, because a lot of the trades that we're going to make that you'll see today are automatic. The next step is always an automatic step. What you're going to do, how you're going to get there. And I think it's very important for you to understand, okay? Trading is hard, okay? There probably is not a single profitable trader that will claim that trading is easy. Instead, he or she will most probably say that trading is tough and competitive industry that requires constant work if you want to stay in the game. Okay? It's hard because it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of patience, okay? Again, every day is not a tradable day. Every day is not going to create opportunity. And when you recognize that, okay, like right now, I told all my members last week that we're going to be very slow. We were. And I said, don't expect, just because the holiday is over, you know, Monday, that we're now into entering closer to the fourth quarter. We're in September, which is typically a down month, that it's going to get busy right away. I would suspect that markets will start to get a little bit busier because they've been extremely slow. I would expect next week that we'll start to get a little bit busier as we approach what they call the triple witching cycle, okay? Which is when, in the old days, when I was a young man and trading on the floor, triple witching actually meant something, because options, futures, and currencies all expired at the same time. Now they've spread it out, so they've taken away a lot of the volatility, but still, trading is hard, okay? It takes education. It takes a little bit of study. You know, nobody is standing on the street corner handing you $100 bills, okay? And there ain't no free lunch. So you got to make sure that you understand what you're getting yourself into, because it's going to take some work on your part. Now, it's not full-time work. You're not going to college, but you need to make sure that you understand always the next move. You're like playing chess. Now, many of the basic option strategies, covered calls, you will hear me say this numerous times, worst strategy in history, or at least in the last 40 years, because of course, back in the day, covered calls were a big strategy. People thought they were buying protection or selling protection, which they were not. All they were really doing was giving up the upside of the trade and getting very little downside protection, trying to collect some premium. At the end of the day, there's a much better way to create that same trade without giving up the upside. You know, one of the things you want to remember, you're trading, you're investing for a reason. You never want to give up the upside of a trade, okay? A married put, which is buying the stock and buying a put, it's not good, because at what point in time would you buy the stock and buy a put? At what point in time would you do that? If anyone wants to answer, feel free, because I will comment and I will tell you what I think and what I believe, okay? But when you typically are going to do that, you're going to buy the put when it's too overinflated and not make any money, okay? And you're going to give up too much of an advantage. Because remember one thing, although you might hear on TV that all these put options are cheap, I got news for you. There is no such thing as a cheap option. Options are fairly priced, except when they're expensive, okay? Because remember, on the other side of your trade is a market maker, and that market maker is not giving away ice in the wintertime. There's bull call spreads, there's bear put spreads, okay? These are all strategies that we don't use any of these by themselves, straddles, strangles, and iron condors. None of these would I use on their own, but I would always use them in a combination as we break down the trades, because again, we want to understand how the premium of the market works, how implied volatility works. Because if you've watched, and if you've watched, for example, you hear the VIX talked about often on TV, and it's often talked about as the fear index. Well, let me tell you something. It is not the fear index. It is more the complacency index. And the VIX is not derived from buying puts. The VIX index is derived from the number of options being bought to open versus being sold to open, okay? So when you look at the VIX and you see the VIX is very low right now at about 15, but up today about a dollar, what you're seeing is that the people that were selling naked puts are starting to cover their puts and maybe buy some puts because they're getting a little bit concerned, but they've changed from a bullish stance to a more neutral stance right now. And that is what really drives the VIX. It only appears because the style of trade that it's the fear index, and it will typically rise in a bear market until a certain point. But of course, if you go back in time, you'll see that volatility always comes back down into and retraces back towards the mean. Okay. So again, remember that when you're buying options or you're trading options, you do not want to get in a position when they're exploding in volatility. You must wait for them to come down or learn how to sell spreads and create a trade based on that high volatility. You know, you're constantly trying to make decisions. And what are your decisions that you're making? Well, you're making decisions on what is your view of the market? What do I think is going to happen? Okay. By the way, those are just trades clicking off. If you hear that sound, sorry about that, but I have some open stuff. You know, if I look at this market here, what am I seeing in the S&P? I'm seeing a market that is in consolidation. Okay. And I don't use, as you see my chart, I don't use any indicators. I use what I call and what I teach is the phases of the market. And I can see clearly that this market is in consolidation. So what am I going to do when it's in consolidation? Well, it's a very tough time. Consolidation is the greatest time of uncertainty. It is the hardest time for people to function because markets will run up to a certain point and new money will come in and push it back down. And they will run down to a certain point and new money will come in and push it back up. And that's what you watch when you see a market in consolidation. Now, overall, the basic trend is still slightly higher. And this is on a longer time frame. But if I took you down to some shorter time frames, and this is what I use every morning when I'm trading futures live with my members. But if you take this down, you can see that basically all these markets look like they're now trending lower. But this is on a 4-minute cycle, not a full day cycle. Okay. So just remember that the time frame that you're watching is also important to the trade you're going to make. The amount of time you plan on spending in that trade. Remember that is what you're trying to accomplish, okay, based on that time frame. You know, if you want to trade for 5 minutes, then you shouldn't be looking at a daily chart, okay? Now, we do not day trade options because you have to give up too much of an edge when you're trying to day trade options because you have to give up that bid offer spread where the same bid offer spread does not apply in the futures market. So again, it's something that you have to continue to watch and remember, okay? But options trading may sound risky or complex for beginner investors, and so often they stay away. Well, again, the options are actually probably the simplest product to trade. They take the least amount of effort, okay? They still take the same amount of study. Again, we go back to education. You got to learn to understand it. Some basic strategies using OpsHopper can help a novice investor protect their downside and hedge market risk. And that's one of the big things that we do. Okay. And one of our classes is hedging your portfolio. In fact, I'm doing a hedging webinar on Saturday, but it's again to protect your portfolio and allow you to stay in the market to compound your portfolio while not getting out, because we do know that markets statistically go up 8.5% year over year. So the bias to the upside is higher, which is why whenever you hear somebody say to you well, you know, I'm scared. I want to get out. Well, think of it this way. Okay. Historically, the markets go up 8.5% year over year. Okay. Now, when I'm trading, I don't really care about that statistic, but when I'm investing, I want to be able to compound my portfolio. Okay. Here we're looking at four strategies: long calls, long puts, covered calls, protective puts, and straddles. Options trading can be complex, so be sure to understand risks and rewards involved before diving in. Okay. Well, the first thing you got to understand is yourself. Okay. The psychology behind the market, because everybody experiences fear, greed, hope, the whole kit and caboodle, as they say. But what we have to remember is if we remain calm, if we remain very relaxed and just matter of fact of how the markets, and that's really what you have to learn first, is how to overcome that psychology part of the market. Because too many people have made too many bad trades based on emotion. Have any of you ever experienced the FOMO trade, you know, the fear of missing out? Or have any of you experienced the panic or the fear trade? And for there's no reason to do either, okay? Because if you know one thing we know for sure, okay, that if a market is going down too fast, there's a greater probability that it will retrace to the mean. And if it's going up too fast, there's a greater probability that it will retrace to the mean. And for those of you who have heard of Bollinger Bands, now I don't use them, but I do show them on my screen. Hold on. Naturally, when I need think or something, they lock me out. Hold on. Hold on one second for a minute. I thought it was up and running, but naturally, when I need it, it's not there. Okay. Now, I do use the Bollinger Bands to teach with. Okay, because what happens is, so you understand, it's a better graphic. Okay, so if I look at this right now, I'm in the middle of nowhere in the YM future. Okay, which means I'm somewhere near the mean. Okay, now the Bollinger Bands, you work on two standard deviations up and two standard deviations down from the mean. So when we get to a position overbought or oversold, there's a great probability that there'll be some retracement to the mean. So if I change this time frame, okay, and you can see that we were very oversold, okay? And of course, what did you get? You got a bounce from oversold into back to the mean. So now we're floating back around the mean on a short time frame. If I change this time frame, okay, let me just change this to 15 minutes, okay? So what do I got? Well, I got the same thing. I got oversold, I got a retracement into the mean. Now, everybody's wondering, well, why don't I just use these? I can make a fortune. Well, because the mean, the numbers keep moving. Right. If the market is turning lower, the mean is dropping with it. So even if you bought, okay, when we were oversold up here, which you were been oversold for almost, you know, 2 days here, guess what? If you sold it back when it got back to the mean, you'd be a big loser. But it does help you recognize, and hopefully it will help you stabilize your emotional status, because the worst thing you could ever do is chase a market up or chase a market down. It will never do you any good. Before you make a trade like that, you want to sit back, take a deep breath and say, what should happen from here? And relax before you make that decision. Because I will guarantee you, more often than not, when you're getting ready to panic sell, you'll get a better opportunity to sell later if you really want to sell. And the real question is, do you really want to sell or do you really want to buy? And before you do either, make sure that you think about it. Why is risk management so important? Because listen, in this business, what is your inventory? Okay, your inventory is your money. Okay, your capital. That is what we are focused on. Our money is what we deal with. Okay, that is how we live. That is how we make more money, by using the money that we have. Okay? If we do not use that, then guess what? We end up with none. Then we have no inventory. So we have no product to deal with. So you must always worry about the risk. That is the number one thing in trading after you've mastered your emotions, okay, is the risk that you're taking. There's different strategies. You know, listen, there's, like I said, there's millions of different strategies. Okay. But, you know, I think you look for things, and just for transparency, I'm committed to creating a complete book of actions for Bubbisms. You'll learn and understand everything is now number three. And that's things that I talk about all the time, because these risk things and these factors are very important. Now, we typically focus on using calendar spreads or weighted double diagonals. And the key is to know when to roll and how to roll them and what you look for. Well, what is a calendar spread? What is a weighted double diagonal? And again, there's different names for all of these things, okay? But what you're looking to do is you're really trying to set yourself up in these types of positions, okay? To say, hey, I want to put myself in a position of neutrality, knowing that A, if the market sits still and consolidates, I can make money. If the market goes up a little bit or down a little bit, I can make money. And my only exposure on a calendar spread is if it goes too far. And then what is my true risk? Does anybody know what your true risk is on any options trade? Does anybody know what that is? Your true risk would be typically the debit pay. Okay. So if you would look at any particular trade, so I went to Thinkorswim and I looked at, let's look at Apple. Okay. And let's say I was bullish Apple. Okay. And I wanted to buy a call on Apple for, let's say, next week. Okay. So let's say I bought the 180-250 call. Okay. So what is my risk there? My risk there is $315. That's my maximum risk. That's all I can lose. But remember that basically, if I buy the 180-250 call for next week, in true real value, what is that worth today? Okay. What is the 180-250 call worth in real money today? Well, to figure that out is all you do is subtract the strike price from the price, the stock price, and that would give you approximately 59 cents. So you're paying $3.15 approximately for something that's worth 59 cents. So what you're really doing is you're buying time. Okay. And of course, time will change with volatility. The time itself doesn't, but the interest in the market changes. So how do we discern what is the market expecting and what is the fair price? Okay. Because there is something that gives you what is fair. Okay. Now, as we look, okay, at Apple trading here and at the 180-250. So if I decided to say, well, how far, what are the expectations for Apple here? So if I go, okay, how do I figure out what the expectations of movement are? Well, what I really do is you would look at the at-the-money straddle, okay, which is the call and the put at the same strike, and you would multiply that by 1.07. And everyone wants to know, well, what is 1.07? Well, that is actually out of the Black-Scholes model, which is how option pricing works. But as a floor trader, we didn't have time to look at charts or look at models. We had to make a decision and make a market in under a second. Okay. And most of the time, a lot of the times that included, in my day, converting fractions to make a market. But if you wanted to be in business, you had to make a market. So we had to know what expectations were, because the market will tell you what are the expectations of movement. So I know that based on the straddle trading at $5.52, Apple is going to move approximately $5.80 up or down in the next week. Okay. Now, if you have Thinkorswim, that does the work for you. It shows 614. Now, their numbers are a little bit off because they're accounting for a lot of these out of the money options, which are basically worthless. And most of the time they're off price, because until somebody wants to trade them, the market makers don't care where they're trading. But I can do this on any time frame, and I can go out to any time I want. I go out to November. Of course, naturally it doesn't trade there. So let's go to see if it's in December. Okay, those strikes aren't trading. So I just change the strikes because it doesn't really matter. It's going to be the same. So if I go out to December expiration, I know that Apple between now and December is going to move, should move based on current volatility, should move about $19 plus or minus. Okay? Again, we don't know which way. We just know that the pricing mechanism tells us that it's going to move that far. Okay. And that can change. If volatility went from 24 to 48, what would happen to this straddle, this at the money straddle? And what would that do to the expected movement? Anybody know? Okay. Well, I'll speed it up because obviously I only have so much time. But if this doubled, then the expectation of movement would double. Okay. And the price would go from $17 to $35.40. Okay. And if it got cut in half, everything would be cut in half because it is directly correlated. And what you will learn is that the put side and the call side are exactly the same as far as volatility. And there is what they call a delta. And the simple definition of delta, besides, if you know what delta is, which is the amount that the option is supposed to move for every $1 move in the stock. And in this case, if you buy the call and the stock goes up a dollar, it's your options go up 54 cents. But basically, you know that the at the money is going to always be what they call the 50 delta. And the easy way to remember it is that is really the amount of shares of stock that you are representing. Okay. So as you look, you can go to any trade, and what you will start to see is as you get into earnings season, okay, you'll see stocks that will suddenly be trading at a volatility of, you know, 30, 32, 33, 34, and suddenly it jumps up to 42. Okay. So I know, and you'll know now, that that means something is going to happen. I'll look at the, I'll put the SPX up for you. No problem. The, something's going to happen this week of September 29th. Okay. There's something happening that week. And they're already telling you now that it's going to happen. Well, I happen to know that it's earnings, but if you didn't know, you would go and look for what was the news item. In the first place, you would always look for his earnings. And of course, earnings are on the 27th of September, with hence the spike in volatility. The SPX, SPX. Okay. So if I look at the SPX, say it's the same model, doesn't matter. Okay. If I go to the at the money strato, which is a 44, we'll use 44.55. Same, either the 44.50 or 44.55. Okay. And the straddle is trading at $66. So the expectation of movement in the S&P is 66 plus a 7, about 72 points, plus or minus, up or down in the next week, okay, next 8 trading days, okay? So that, again, doesn't matter what you're looking, they're all the same. Options are all the same, no matter what you're looking at. You're looking for what are expectations, you're looking for what the volatility is, and you can see how low the volatility is here on the SPX versus the volatility on Apple, which is 24%, or you take a stock like a Tesla, and you'll see a volatility of probably close to 40 or 50. Okay. There you go. At 50%. Okay. So again, does it mean that Tesla is overpriced? No, it does not mean. What it means is that each stock, each index will have a volatility that is fair for that stock or that index. Okay. One thing has nothing to do with the other because each individual stock, you know, when the, I think the simplest way to think about it for everybody is, if you look at something and you say, if I look at Coca-Cola, okay, what is the likelihood of something, some news item or something dramatically affecting Coca-Cola in the next, any amount of, pick a period of time, okay? And the probabilities are very low, okay? Versus if I go Tesla or I go, you know, some biotech stock that's not, that's thinly traded, the probabilities are much higher. Okay, so that's what we're understanding. And of course, we don't want super high volatility. We don't want super low volatility. We want that sweet spot in the middle where it creates a lot of price action, or what we like to call in the business two-way trade. Okay, so we look at these different types of trades. And okay, calendar spreads are weighted double diagonals, and then rolling, and then understanding. Well, here's a trade. This is a live trade that we're in this week. We put it on yesterday. Okay, and we bought a weighted double diagonal in Google. Okay. We sold the 138, 132 call and put, 138 call, 132 put. We sold one each. Okay. We bought two each of the 140 calls and the 130 puts. Okay. We paid a total of $9.98 debit for that trade, which means that I have a $998 risk today on that trade. Okay. But of course, really, that is impossible. I could have that much risk on this trade because the stock isn't going to expire until October. Okay. There's going to be some movement. And guess what? If there's not any movement, what would I do? Well, what I would do is I would simply go, okay, so I've got Google and I've got the 138. Actually, I'm going to set this up just to make it easy for myself and get all four legs in here, and then I'll adjust them for you. Okay. But I've got Google, so I've got the 138, 132 call and put, okay? And I've got the 138 and 132, call and put, okay? So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy back, okay, my ones that expire on Friday, okay? And I'm going to resell the same ones for a week from Friday, okay? So now I am going to buy back, okay, and then sell, and I'm going to receive approximately $1.40 credit. So that $1.40 credit immediately comes off the top. Okay, so now my risk goes from 998 to 858. Okay, and guess what? I'm going to do it again the following week and get hopefully another $1.40 and reduce my risk. Now, let's say that something happens and Google either goes way up or way down. Well, I have an extra option on both sides. So if the market goes straight up or the market goes straight down, I can roll my extra option out in October. Okay. So I can take my option in October and I can roll it up or down depending on which side I'm going on. And I don't have to worry about it. So I'm going to get paid that way. Plus, I'm going to continue to collect my credit. So as I said earlier, we're going to know exactly what to do. And what do we know? We know that we have this trade on and that we're already working the roll for next week from this Friday to next Friday to collect a credit. Okay. The stock is somewhere in the middle. So I'm going to be able to trade this, collect each and every week. Okay. And continue to reduce the amount of debit that I have involved, reduce the risk. And mathematically, if I could just collect the $1.40 every single week, I've got 44 days, which is 6 weeks. Okay. If everything worked perfectly and nothing happened, I would still make a little bit of money. Okay. If I get some movement, either up or down or both, not only can I make money on the weekly credit, but I can make money on the extra option as well. And of course, we can do these a number of different ways and a number of different times and using how far out we want to go. And one of our most popular trades we're using right now is using the spiders and the Qs. And of course, if you're not familiar with the zero day to expiration trades, these have expirations every day. Okay. So every day we get to roll forward and we put on a trade that can be, you know, any, whatever the debit happens to be, but every day we're rolling to collect and we're reducing that debit. Now, again, our first job is to reduce the debit of what we're trading. Here's another trade that we have on for this week as well, which is Twilio. Okay. And again, we use these trades to continue to collect while waiting and looking for some potential movement. But if they don't move, then we're still going to be able to collect and reduce the debit, putting ourselves in a position of potential profit. Okay. And that is something that's very important because we've made money just about every week. Okay. Not always a lot, but again, what I'm first concerned about is what? My risk tolerance. And every day for me, you will get an update. Okay. It will show you exactly where we are and where we stand on our trades. Okay. Every single day you will get updated from me. And right now we have about 14 or 15 open trades. They're all different variations of these two trades here, okay? And they have different expirations. Sometimes we'll put on a trade for earnings because we want to take advantage of that high volatility, okay, during the earnings period because we know that the volatility expands, okay? So those are things that we're watching and to see, this was from Saturday. These are results of trades that we are in. And of course, you can see the losers and the winners, okay, here. And of course, here's the second part of it. And these are all the open trades of which some that expired. Okay. And we just continue to move forward. Okay. So when they expired, we replace them. Now we're going to always be trading the SPYs and the Qs because of the daily expiration. And for those of you who understand option premium, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you who don't know about option premium, understand this. Okay. Options have daily, in this case, daily option expirations, weekly, monthly, quarterly. Okay. The sum total of the daily options will always be greater than the weekly. The sum total of the weekly will always be greater than the monthly. And the sum total of the monthly will always be greater than the quarterly. Now, you have no idea what a big edge this came to the average retail trader. When I first started trading in 1980, okay, we only had quarterly options. Okay. Now you can pinpoint things, you can sell a lot more premium. You can create and take a small account and create a lot of premium and create a revenue generating income stream. Now, again, the income that you're going to generate can only be in percentage to what you're willing to put up at risk. Okay. So you're opening up with a $2,500 account. You can't expect to make $2,500 a week. Okay. On a $2,500 account, you can look to make, you know, $100 to $150 a week. Okay. You know, again, you don't expect billions. Tomorrow, expect to learn how to grind it, okay? Because that's what the business is about. It's about grinding it, okay? And you can trade a lot of different areas. You can trade, you know, stocks themselves, or you can use indexes. You know, you have the IWM, which is the Russell. You have the diamonds. You have the Qs. You have the SPY, okay? You can use futures to trade options with because, again, it's the same thing. You know, options and the equity side are all standardized, okay? In the future side, they're not as standardized. So you have to be very careful if you're going to switch over to the future side because, again, they have different kinds of setups depending on what the products are that you're trading. But in options, one option equals 100 shares. Okay. You can sell it or you can buy it. Okay. If you sell it, you can sell it for a credit. But you want to make sure that you do not, if you do decide to sell, you do not want to leave yourself with open-ended risk. Okay. Because you have to make sure that you're protected. Now, many places out there sell these. They go, oh, well, you sell the high probability. They never have a problem. You know what? I've learned one thing in my life. There's always a problem. Okay. Nothing is ever as easy as it's made out to be. That's right. Well, just tell me what you need to know. I'll answer questions, right? No, not a problem. I get it. Okay. I'm trying to cram down a lot of information in a short period of time. Okay. But again, what you want to remember is that we do start from the very basics. Okay. And part of what I do is every Saturday morning, okay, at 9 Eastern, we do a training session every Saturday. I've never missed one yet. Okay. Every Saturday, we do a training session. We are constantly training and working on. In fact, now I used to do a pregame and just kind of talk about markets, but because there's so many more new members coming aboard, I'm going back to training. The first half will be beginners trading, and the second will be the trades and getting into a little more fancier stuff. So again, I understand the important part of you getting educated, you know, and I'm with you 1,000%, which is why I make sure that you understand it and I teach it. And of course, I have a chat room that my others are in talking, okay, and also helping. You know, everybody who's on the Bubba team, okay, all the members are helping other members to make sure that we're all on the same page, because even though we're friendly competitors, we all want to make money, okay? And of course, the distribution of options, I think, is important. You know, a lot of people don't understand this, but the key metric in the option market is the at-the-money option. That is the truest, fairest. It's a true 50-50 proposition. Those of you who buy deep in the money options, you're giving up too much of an advantage of volatility, of the potential expansion of volatility, because you're already deep in the money. Those who are buying way out of the money options are just giving up money, because the probability of those coming in is so slight that you can never overcome what you paid for them, because you're always overpaying for them. Okay. But it is understanding that the key to options trading is dealing with options at the money. Okay. That is the key area and where you want to deal with. Now, risk graphs, you will never see me use these, but I show them here so you can have an understanding of what can happen. But what you need to know is, in your mind, when you put a trade on, what is your exposure? What is your risk? So when I go back to the Google trade, okay, I know that the risk here is $998 to start with. Now, I also know that because I'm going to be selling against it every week, because these are different dates, that there's opportunity all the way across to make more money. And I know for 100% certainty, not a 1%, but 100% certainty, that I'm going to be reducing that debit on a weekly basis. Okay. That cannot be argued. And there's no way to stop that, which is the beauty of what we try to trade. Okay. But these risk graphs do show you. Now, again, if you put in the trade I just showed you, it does not compute well on a risk graph. Okay. Because risk graphs don't go over time. And too many of you have gotten used to using these things, which are really, in my opinion, worthless. I mean, the last time I ever looked at a risk graph was in 1982. It was called a Schwarzschild. Okay. But what trading should I use? Well, buy calls or puts? No. Sell calls or puts? No. Buy debit spreads? No. The one trade that you always want to be able to do is selling credit. Okay. Which is exactly what we're doing. Now, we may be paying a net debit, but we are selling credit. But for those of you who understand a little bit about options, let's just say I wanted to get long. I thought the spider was going up. Okay. So I'm going to buy a spread. So let's say I bought the 442, let's see, vertical. Let's say I buy the 445 verticals. Okay. So I'm paying for this spread $2.04. Okay. I can only make 96 cents. It can only go to $3 maximum. Okay. So I'm risking two to make one, basically, versus if I sold the put spread. Okay. If I sold the put spread instead, okay, I'm getting a collection of 98 cents. Okay. I don't need as much movement as you need. Okay. And here I am, I'm going to get the same difference, but I don't have as much risk as you do because I don't need the movement that you need. If it goes up, I make the money. I get to keep the credit. Okay. And it's something that you want to learn to recognize that A, I have a limited amount of what I can lose. So I know I'm not open-ended to risk, but I also know that I need less to happen than you do in the same trade. Okay. And I can also learn to create, you know, if I really was bullish and wanted to cut down some of my exposure, I could sell a deep in the money put spread. Okay. And let's say I want to sell this. So let's say, I can get a $3.90 credit for this right now with a maximum of $6 risk. In other words, $2.10 worth of risk. Okay. Versus buying, okay, a call, I'm creating a synthetic call. Now I'm paying less for the call. Okay. I'm paying $2.10. You're paying today $2.44 for the same potential. The only difference I'm giving up is the potential. If it blows through 450, you're going to make more tonight. Okay. But if it sits anywhere 450 or under, I will make more than you or lose less than you. And that's something that you got to learn to recognize and understand. Okay. So the key to options is selling credit, but it is selling credit safely. It is selling credit because you're collecting, you're like an insurance person. You're collecting money. Okay. But you have to cover up the risk. You have to underwrite it by selling the spread instead of selling the naked. Okay. You know, you don't want to sell somebody life insurance who's going to drop tomorrow unless if you only have one policy to sell. And since we're not playing with thousands and thousands of options, we can't afford to expose ourselves. So we want to create a spread. Okay. That is what we do. You never sell naked options because again, you are open to risk. And remember, and if you guys know, what is the biggest risk period in the option market? What is the biggest risk period in the option market? Anybody? Overnight, when the markets aren't open. You know, you ever seen these big moves overnight that you can't participate in? Okay. And you're stuck, you're in a trade. Now I will teach you how to get out of some of those trades overnight. I actually will teach you in our classes how to trade options when they're closed, because there's a way to do it if you know how to do it. And that's by using the stock, but that's something for another day. Okay. And again, I want you to make sure that you have a good understanding. And that's what we do. That's what we teach, right? Risk, psychology, the right type of trades, because my trades make as much as anybody else. Okay. But I don't take anywhere near the risk that anybody wants to take because I don't believe in it. And that also means what? You have to be in liquid positions. You cannot be trading liquid stocks. Okay. Those will hurt you very poorly, very badly. Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. And of course, this is what the trading world is about. You know, when I went down to trade, I had no idea what trading was. I had a job and they told me I was too young to promote me. So I told them to take the job and shove it. And I went down to the trading floor. And of course, I've been there for 44 years now. I'm still a member, but there is no more trading floor. But at the end of the day, again, you want to always put yourself in the highest probability position. You are an actuary, if you know what that is, which is what insurance uses to calculate the mathematics to underwrite a policy. You're creating yourself into an actuary so you can put these businesses on with confidence, okay? And understand, yeah, they're not all going to win, okay? But overall, no matter what the debit is I use today, I'm going to reduce my risk, okay? Number one. Number two, I've got protection in case the world comes to an end. And number three, depending on the trade, I can benefit from either side of the market. I just want either no movement or a lot of movement. And that is something that if you work on, you will become proficient at it. But trust me, it isn't that hard. Okay, it sounds complicated because I'm throwing a lot of things at you, but it is rather easy, especially when you have somebody who's willing to teach it to you each and every week and each and every day. Okay, because of course I answer a lot of questions even on a daily basis because we're making sure that we have our trade set up right. We know when to roll. You know, we continue to learn. And myself, I've been trading for 44 years. I learn every day, and I try to learn something new every day. And I want to teach you something new every day. So if you're interested and you want to become a member, and you want to be a participant with me, okay, then you can take advantage now. And how do you do that? Well, first of all, I have a weekly webinar, which I told you. I send you daily updates. Every Monday night, I do a strategy call on general markets, on futures, on economy, on politics. I do everything. I talk for a couple hours on Mondays, okay? But I go through everything, and I go through all the charts. I break them down and read them for you. That's why you see all of my charts. When you look at them, you'll see they all have lines on them because these are continuations going all the way back to the beginning of the year. Okay. But you have to come to Monday Night Call. You learn how to use the options properly. And for the first 50 people, okay, it's $99 a month. for $1,000 a year. And if you want to try it monthly, it's bubbatrading.com/options. If you want to come annually, it's bubbatrading.com/option/opt-year. And today, because I'm so happy to be here with all you, I'm going to offer you, I live day trade every single day futures with my members. Okay. Anybody who comes in today of the first 50, you can come with me for a month as my guest every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. I trade futures live. I call the trades. I trade them with you. Okay. Today, had a great day. We were 7-0 today. Yesterday, we lost a little bit of money, but we've had two losing days since June. Okay. And we're trading small. We're trading the micro. So there's not a lot of risk. Okay. But we do teach the same characteristics, how to protect yourself. Okay. And that's, again, my number one thing to teach anybody is risk management, no matter where you go. And please, whatever you decide to do in your life, manage your risk, because the older you get, the harder it's to earn the money back. Okay. Your earning power derails itself. And of course, you want to put yourself in a position to prosper and compound over time. I've also written two books on options, which anybody who joins today, you will get a PDF file of my Bubba's Guide to Trading Options and Bubba's Guide to Trading Weekly Options, okay, as my gift to you. And as I appreciate your time, any if there's any questions, please feel free to fire in. Not, I can get a couple more things I can cover, but I'd certainly like to answer any of your questions if you have any. So again, remember, it's bubbatrading.com/options for the monthly, or bubbatrading.com/opt-year for the annual. And if you don't have any questions, well, let's go look at the markets and see what's going on and continue to watch. Okay. And it's funny, on Monday night at the call, even though it was Labor Day, I did the call anyways. And I said, expect this week at some point to see a day that will be down 500. Okay. And not because I'm bearish, although I am, but not because I'm bearish, only because of where we were positioned in the market. And if you look at it from the top of yesterday to this morning, we're down 500 points. Okay. Again, that's not brilliance or genius. That is just reading and understanding the chart, which is what I want to do. Do you trade futures, options, contracts as well? I don't as often because there's less of a demand for it, but I do teach it and the concepts are exactly the same. Okay. You know, there's a slight difference, but the concept and the chart reading and the position setting are exactly the same. I just don't trade a lot of them because I prefer myself to trade the raw future because I want to day trade the futures. Okay. But yes, I do teach them and I can certainly show them. It's just, again, I prefer when I'm teaching to use a smaller size product. Okay. I trade the ES, but I do trade the ES itself. And I don't trade the micros myself. I trade the minis. Okay. But again, it doesn't matter. When you're learning, you learn to trade whatever. Right. Okay. And again, that's the key. And the beautiful thing about the trading world today is there are so many places that one can go with a lot less risk, because I'm not a big fan of paper trading, because I think you have to feel the true thrill of victory and the true agony of defeat. Okay. So again, as we watch though, you know, here's the Dow, the Russell, crude notes, 10-year notes, gold, euro currency, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, which is what I trade with my members every morning. So anybody who wants to come aboard, again, it's you get the regular class, you get a free month of live trading with me. You get the Monday call. You get my two books. Love to see you come aboard. And I love to have happy members because I've got a great crew. And I've got people that have been with me since I actually started this. And I had no intention of ever becoming an educator until I became a coach for kids when I was about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And then the floor dried up and somebody asked me to go on to teach it. And I turned out to be pretty good at it. So I like to teach it. And I want to make sure that you get it and understand it. Okay. Awesome. I'm glad to see you. You get the books with the month. You get the books with the monthly membership. You get them both. And one of them was on Amazon. It sold out. Okay. But yes, you can get the books. If you become a member, you get the books. If you become a member, you get me. Good or bad, you get me. Because I'm a pretty tough coach too. Okay. I don't take no crap. Okay. I tell you what I think, and I'm not afraid of anybody. I want to make sure that you're always in the best position for yourself. To me, that's the most important thing, okay, is to always be in a position, okay? Again, I'm not going to coach your ego. I want you to be prepared, okay? That's what I believe in, is preparation. And David, I thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure to be here. Did I sound like John Goodman? Nobody's ever said that before, but not surprising. Do I sound like him when he was in the movie Flight? Rolling up a big daddy? There's